Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast, where we focus on health, wellness, and overcoming all types of addictions. You're in the right place if you're a mom, dad, friend, sibling, or caregiver who has a loved one who is or was struggling with an eating disorder or any other kind of addiction. In a time when everything seems heavy, I'm here to bring you a real yet lighthearted take on what the heck we are all supposed to do with our lives while we care for our loved ones who are struggling. One thing holds true throughout it all. You can't juggle the chaos without smiling, at least a little bit. Hello, welcome to another episode of the podcast of Juggling the Chaos of Recovery. This is Moira Gorski coming to you again. This one is just me today, and it is the third in a third part series on my morning routine. So if you haven't listened to the other two, I really suggest that you go back and listen to those because they are really important in my morning routine. So you can listen to this one and at this point if you want to, since you found it, but also make sure that you listen to part one and two because those are about meditation and also about journaling, which are really important parts of my morning routine. I find that my morning routine, just when I start each day with this routine, it really does set me up for a great day and really grounds me. And it really gives me time to think over, as I mentioned in one of the early episodes, you know, in my front living room, I have a big comfy chair over in the corner. And then there's a side table there that has lots of books stacked up. I have my journal, candle, some matches, some Palo Santo to burn, and a couple of pens too. And so I don't read the same thing every morning, but I do kind of grab what I feel like I need that morning, kind of, you know, intuitively, you know, grab one of the books. So I'll have over there, I have the small little books for Al-Anon, you know, the One Day at a Time and Courage to Change. I have those, which are the, if you don't know what those are, you can check them out. If you go to an Al-Anon meeting, they often sell them there, or you can find them on Amazon. But they have really short daily readings that really are pertinent for someone who, again, is like a caregiver for somebody that's struggling, you know, mostly with, you know, alcoholism, but, you know, it's an addiction. So I find that they have been really helpful for me to just read those. And then I also have other kind of like daily devotional books, and they change every so often. And sometimes when people gift me a book, I will put that, I'll add it to the pile over there. One of my sons gave me a book called The Daily Stoic, which is pretty cool. It's very profound. And I usually have to read, you know, it's a daily, kind of a daily message type of book as well. And a lot of times I need to read it more than once, like two or three times to really get, you know, grasp the concept of what they're trying to say, but that's a really good one as well. And then I have another one of my favorites, which is called the Little Book of Awakening. And it's by Mark Nepo, N-E-P-O. And it's small, but it's, they're just selections. It's a really small book, a little book, selections from the number one New York Times bestselling book called The Book of Awakening. But again, this is just a little book. And what I like about it is, like, they're small, again, like daily readings, but at the end of every reading is like some action steps to do. And I think that's really neat because it's usually, you know, something to think about or meditate on, or something to share with someone else, something to write, something to think about. And I really like that. You know, some people have a, you know, like a goal of how many pages to read every day. And so because of that, they'll read so many books a year. Well, I don't have any of that. I just find that because some days I like to read a lot because I have the time. Some days I just have a little bit of time. And so I might just read one or two of the little, you know, sayings or passages for that day. But I think it's just really important that it's inspirational. I also have some leadership books over there from John Maxwell, I have a book called Atomic Habits, The Miracle Morning, The One Thing. So I, again, tend to read something that's kind of a daily passage, but also then I will go on and I'll read some something that just, again, can better me in regards to leadership or the way that I show up during the day. I wanted to read this to you today because this is one of those ones from the Little Book of Awakening. And I thought that this was, it was short, it's not very long, but I thought it was really neat and it really spoke to me. And I thought that I would read it to you today. And it's from week 19 and it's called Moments, Not Words. And the saying from Buddha is, like the moon, come out from behind the clouds and shine. So I'll read this. When I think of those who've taught me how to love, moments come to mind, not words. As far back as grade school, when Lori wouldn't stop spinning when recess ended, spinning to a deeper, higher call, she laughed, her little head back, her arms wide, trying to hug the world. Then the day Kennedy was shot, there was my choir teacher, Mr. P, crying for a man he didn't know, letting us go home. But I came back to hear him play a sad piano to what he thought was an empty room. And Grandma holding my little hands open on her basement steps saying, these are the oldest things you own. Or the changing faces I would wake to at the foot of my bed while recovering from surgery. Or my father-in-law watering black walnuts 6 inches high that wouldn't be fully grown for 150 years. Or my oldest friend, who always listens like a lake. Though words can carry love, they often point to it. It is the picking up of something that has dropped and the giving of space for someone to discover for themselves what it means to be human and the forgiving of mistakes when we realize what we've done. Thought that was really cool. And then the next, you know, the little action steps that he has here, the first one is center yourself and bring to mind three people who have taught you how to love. The second one, as you breathe, recall the moment that revealed each lesson. And number three, discuss these teachings with a loved one. So I wanted to read that to you today. I thought it was really pretty profound. You know, we live in a society where we can talk a lot, we can give gifts, buy things for people, say, here, this is for you. But really the things I believe that are so important that really last is those moments. It's those memories of the things that happened. Or like he said in this book, where he was when Kennedy was shot. I remember where I was when on 9/11. When the planes started running into the buildings. I remember that. I do remember my mom waking me up when we were going to the moon. It's those moments that I think are most important. It's not the things that we get in life. It's not necessarily the words that someone may say, although words, again, can convey that love. I believe that moments are so important. And I learned that again from reading in the morning during my morning routine. So I encourage you to, again, create your own morning routine. Find things that you can easily slip into, easily do, but that also challenge you. And again, I challenge you to start it in the morning. First thing when you get up, find that quiet spot that you can put yourself and just spend some time with yourself, quiet yourself, and start your day off right. I think that you'll really enjoy that. I really think that you'll find that your days go better. And I know that I just learn so much when I sit down and I quiet myself. And I know, as I said with meditation, sometimes I have so many things that I'm thinking about that I like to put on a little bit of music or a guided meditation. But again, when we slow ourselves down enough and quiet ourselves down to spend a little time meditating or writing our thoughts down or reading something, we can really learn a lot about life and what you know, what we're here to learn. And again, set ourselves up for a great day ahead. So that's my third step of my morning routine. Again, I'd love to hear from you and what morning routines you have, what you found that have helped you, what meditations you like, and even what books you like to read. I'd love to hear from you. So feel free again to reach out and connect with me. Thanks for joining me. I'm so honored that you joined me today for another episode of the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast. I hope you have a great day or a great evening, whatever time you're listening to this, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Do you feel like your juggling of your chaos is just too much and you want to reclaim your life and health? I'm here to help. I offer free 30-minute consultations where I can show you simple steps to help you get back on track. If you're interested, please connect with me. You can do that simply by reaching out on Instagram and send me a DM at Green Gorski or email me at Moira@GorskiWellness.com. Moira is spelled M-O-Y-R-A. I look forward to hearing from you, and take care.